That's a piece of music called Bastard. I've always wanted to say that on the music show. It's never come up before. That's from the Akronym Orchestra, and it was composed and no doubt titled by Peter Farrer, who was playing alto saxophone there with the Akronym Orchestra. I won't go through everybody's names in the Akronym Orchestra, except say that James Waples was playing the drums, and they are both here with Mike Nock, along with five other people, for the Mike Nock Octet. Mike Nock has been awarded, or indeed will be awarded tonight, the Don Banks Prize for this year. And congratulations, Mike.
Thank you, Andrew.
Can I get you a little bit closer to the microphone and tell me about what you're going to play, which is an epic in music show terms. We play 5-minute tracks, and this is going to be at least three times that.
It might be, yeah. We're going to try and do our best. This is a piece that's called Sweet Seema.
Seema, for people who don't know, is...
Oh, it's the Sydney Improvised Music Association.
Right, okay. Well, I'm glad you called it Sweet Seema rather than Sweet Sydney Improvised Music Association. It wouldn't trip off the tongue quite as nicely. Seema, again, for people who don't know, tell us what that is. I mean, tell us what they do.
Well, it's an organisation that's been going on for this is the beginning of the 30th year, and it presents creative Australian jazz, basically, you know.
And so this is sort of in honour of them.
Yes. Also because of my lengthy association with them. Also some of the key members of the band, like James Greening and Phil Slater. But the whole band has been associated with them, with the organisation.
You're performing this tonight. I'm going to say this right now, just in case you've mistimed this piece and it's going to go for 20 minutes, in which case there won't be any goodbyes on today's show. You're going to play this tonight at...
Well, this is part of the piece we're going to play.
Yeah, at the Sound Lounge, at the Seymour Centre in Sydney, after you've been given the Don Banks Prize.
So
congratulations on the prize. The show is tonight at the Seymour Centre in Sydney. The other thing I should say before you start, again, in case we run out of time, is to name the band, which is Mike Nock, who I've just been speaking to on piano, who's the composer of this music, Phil Slater, trumpet, Peter Farrer on alto, Carl Laskowski on tenor, Jeremy Rose on sax and clarinet, James Greening on trombone, Brett Hurst on bass, and the aforementioned James Waples on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the Mike Nock Octet, and it was 13 minutes, Mike, if you're interested.
Well, it was that time.
It was that time, yes. And the Mike Nock Octet consists of Peter Farah on alto, Carl Laskowski on tenor, Jeremy Rose, sax and clarinet, James Greening, trombone, Phil Slater, trumpet, Brett Hurst, bass, James Waples, drums, and Mike Nock on piano. Now, Mike, tell us a little more about the kinds of ensembles you work with. I think of you as a duet artist, because usually when we play a track, it's you and a drummer or you and a sax player. I think the last time you were on the show was with George Garzoni.
That's right. Yeah.
Duets appeal to you?
Working of course
with one,
I do.
Yeah.
Well, because it's wonderful. I mean, I love to play solo, but it's a bit scary playing solo. When you've got someone else there, you can really kind of interact, and who knows where it goes, because you've got two people. It's just multiplied incredibly, exponentially.
But it's like a conversation.
It is, absolutely.
In a way that working with seven other people can't be quite
absolutely.
Like a conversation.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is more like a seminar.
Well, I don't know whether we'd call it a seminar.
And saxes, or is that just coincidence that you keep ending up with sax players?
I don't keep ending up with them. I mean, I keep trying to keep away from them, actually.
Yeah, you had to say that because there were three of them here. The other thing you've done is work with bassless.
Yeah.
Like that will be nasty to the bass player, shall we? What's the attraction of working without a bass player?
Well, there's, like everything in life, there's two sides to everything. They can be great and not so great, you know. But, I mean, you've got a lot of harmonic freedom that you don't necessarily have with the bass player. Although I don't find that playing with Brett. I find I'm pretty free. So it's just a different thing, you know, just have more freedom, I guess.
Mm. The piece that you've just played, it to me, sounded terribly composed.
Well, it's terribly composed. What are you talking about? Is that a value judgment? I mean, come on.
That was a terribly poor choice of words, wasn't it? What I meant was very composed. particularly oddly for a piece that was for an improvising music association. Tell us how much of it, how different would it be if you were to repeat the performance?
Be pretty much the same. Well, actually, I mean, of course, it would be quite different, but the things that you thought were composed probably would be the same.
Yes.
And the pieces that you weren't so sure about would be different.
Yes. But it was individual members of the group being given their spotlight to improvise, and the rest of the time, essentially.
Well, that's the big problem with trying to coordinate jazz or whatever, because I do stuff with classical groups too. The same thing applies, because I do a lot of this quasi-jazz, whatever you want to call it, but improvisation, contemporary improvisation in these contexts. And this is always a big problem, it's the balance of everything, you know, the balance of freedom and the balance of the... Because overall, it's about whether the music sustains interest. That's all I'm really interested in. So I guess I'm a composer in that sense.
Yes, yes. And you think of yourself as a composer when it's just you at the piano as well?
Well, yes, it's the same thing applies. Is it interesting? If it's not interesting, then it's, you know...
Then you stop it and do something else.
Well, you stop it.
Mike, congratulations on the Don Banks.
Thanks, Andrew.
It's been a long time coming, and it's very well deserved. I don't think I've ever known so many people to be in agreement on the recipient of the Don Banks Award as they are this time around. So I hope you have a great night tonight at the Sound Lounge at the Seymour Centre in Sydney, in Chippendale to be precise. Mike Nock and his octet.